This is Rabbi Nathanael Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Friday, February the 4th, 2022. We will conclude Yud Tes Amud Aleph, 19a, the second section, the green text. Okay, so now we have the Gemara commenting on our Mishnah. Right? Amar Ula, says Ula, Machlokas, the argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, is Bishalme Chagiga Lismoch, right? With the Chagiga offerings, right, that we bring on Yontif, those are Shlamim, right? Everyone gets a piece. So the argument is, can you place your hands, do smicha on the korban, right? Where Beis Shammai says, you bring them no smicha. Beis Hillel says, bring in somech. The olas re'ia lekarev, the olas re'ia, the ola that you bring when you come to see Hashem on the three pilgrimage festivals, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, right? The argument is not whether you can do smicha, but whether you can bring it at all. Okay. Now it's going to right play it out for us, the explanation. De Beis Shammai savre as follows. V'chagosem oso chag la'Hashem. Right? You can literally, the language is v'chagosem, the chagiga. You bring as a chag la Hashem. Chagiga in. The chagiga, yes. Olas re'ia, no. Right? Beis Hillel is focused on the word v'chagosem, which implies the chagiga, yes. The ola, the olas re'ia, no. Ubeis Hillel savre. Beis Hillel says la Hashem. No, but it says v'chagosem shu chag la Hashem to Hashem. Kol de la Hashem, right? Everything, right, that goes up to Hashem can be brought on Yontif as well. Aval nedarim unedavos, right? If you made a neder, a vow, right, to bring a korban or an adava, which is a voluntary offering, divrei akolin craving beyontif. Everybody agrees, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, you can't bring those on yontif, right? Still yontif. So only the obligatory korbanos, and even within the obligatory korbanos, this machlokas according to Ula, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. V'chein Amar of Ada Bar Ahava, so says Rav Ada Bar Ahava, Nedarim u'nedavos, right, vows that you offer to bring a korban and voluntary offerings are not brought on Yontif. Mesve, we have a problem with everything we just said, okay? Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, says Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Lo nechleku Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel, Al Ola She'ena Shel Yantiv, She'ena Krev B'Yantiv. Right? There is no argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding a burnt offering that does not belong to Yantiv. It's not Nolas Re'ia. She'ena Krev B'Yantiv, it is not brought on Yantiv. So everybody agrees, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, you want to bring an Ola that's not related to Yantiv? No chance. Ve'al Shlamim She'en Shel Yantiv, She'krev B'Yantiv. Right, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree as well that a shlamim of Yontif is certainly brought on Yontif. Right, the Shlamei Chagiga. Al ma nechleku, what is the argument about? Al ola shehi shel Yontif. Right, the ola that is of Yontif, i.e. the ola sri'ya, there's no argument Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. V'al shlamim she'enan shel Yontif. And shlamim, right, that it does not belong to Yontif, like the Nedarim and the Nedavos. Shebe Shammai Omrim lo yavi. Beis Shammai says those you may not bring. Ubeis Hillel Omrim yavi. Beis Hillel says bring them. Now we have a problem. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Beis Hillel actually allows you to bring Nedarim unedavos on Yontif, as long as you do so as a shlamim. Right, so you can't bring a voluntary ola, but you can bring a voluntary shlamim. That is, right, against Ula and against Rav Ada Bar Ava. So the Gemara says, Taritz ve'emahachi. So let's, what are we going to do? We'll fix Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Right, Taritz means answer, and say it like this, I'm Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Really, what did Rav Shimon ben Elazar say? Lo nechleku Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. There is no argument between Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. Al ola ushlamim. She'en an shel yantif, she'en krev b'yantif. Right? They do not argue, they agree with regard to both an ola, consumed offering, and a shlaming, the shared offering, that did not belong to Yontif, she'ain, that they're not put on Yontif. V'al shlamim she'ain shel Yontif. They also agree that with regard to the peace offering, the shared offering, the shamech chagiga, that belong to Yontif, she'kraven b'yontif, that you can bring them on Yontif. Al ma nechleku. What do they argue about? Al ola shehi shel Yontif. Right, what they argue about the ola of Yontif, the olas ri'ya, shebeshamai omrim lo yavi, ubeis hillel omrim yavi. Beshamai says no, beis hillel says yes. So what does the Gemara do? It takes Rav Shimon ben Elazar and changes one word. It changes him around and makes sure he fits into our Mishnah. So Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef says, wait a minute. Tanai shekalta ba'alma, right? That literally means a Tana, is a sage of the Mishnah. Right? You're removing from the world? Every time there's an argument, you want to just square them and eliminate opinions? We don't do that. Right? Tanaihi. There's a machlokas Tanaim on this issue. And that's okay, but don't. Right, poor Rav Shimon ben Elazar, leave him alone. He's entitled to his opinion. Let's not wipe him off the face of our page. Right, did Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Shlam ma'boim machmas yom tov b'yom tov. Right, shlamim. Right, ha'boim machmas yontif, that come because of yontif, that related to yontif on yontif. Right, the shamay, let's say the shamay chagiga. So be'shamay omrim. So mechaleim erev yantiv v'shochtam b'yantiv. B'shamai says you do the smicha, the laying of the hands before yantiv, and you shech them on yantiv. Ubeis hillel omrim, beis hillel say so mechaleim b'yantiv v'shochtam b'yantiv. That you, beis hillel says, no, you can not only shech them on yantiv, you can also place your hands on them on yantiv. Okay, the continuation of this, which we will see on Monday, will show us that indeed there's a machlokas tanaim, but for that, you got to come back, join me on Monday, because this concludes our learning for today.